This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. In this meditation, Johann Gerhard continues pondering how baptism heals our souls and makes us temples of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Ezekiel in his vision saw waters issuing from under the temple, which carried life and healing to all things. So in God's spiritual temple, the church, the saving waters of baptism are still streaming forth, into whose depths our sins are cast, and whose streams bring spiritual healing and life unto all to whom they come. Baptism is that spiritual flood in which our sinful flesh is drowned. The foul raven, the devil, departs, not to return. But the dove, the Holy Spirit, returns with the olive leaf, that is, with peace and quietness, to the weary soul. Call to mind, therefore, O faithful soul, this wonderful peace offered to thee in baptism, and for it give due thanks to God. Moreover, the more richly blessed the baptismal grace bestowed upon thee, the more carefully thou shouldst guard it. We are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We have been made whole, therefore let us sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto us. We have put on the righteousness of Christ, a garment of inexpressible preciousness. Therefore let us not defile it with sin. Our old man was crucified and put to death in baptism. Let the new man now live. We have been regenerated and renewed in the spirit of our mind in baptism. Let not the flesh then rule the spirit. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let not then the oldness of the flesh prevail over the newness of the spirit. We have become the sons of God by our new spiritual birth. Let us live worthily, therefore, of our Heavenly Father. We have become temples of the Holy Spirit. Let us therefore prepare an abode that will be pleasing to such an honored guest. We have been taken into covenant relation with God. Let us take heed, therefore, that we do not serve the devil, and so deprive ourselves of the grace of this covenant. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.